You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as the famous Starscast that you just heard on the air on a little 30-second thing that we have. I've had it for a while. I have a 60-second one also, but we chose to play that one. Sometimes I don't play it. Last week I did not play it. But anyways, I wanted to remind everybody about Mystic Living Today. Articles, excerpts, poetry, press releases are all due by the end of this month, and that can be, you know, like the 30th. That would be good. It took me 3 days to do the magazine last month, and I will work 3 days on it again because it gets to be, you know, there's just so much coming in last minute, and so I allow myself all those days that I'm not rushed. I used to do it in one day, like something else. I don't know, like I was on House of Fire or something, warp speed, and then I realized, why do you do this to yourself? You shouldn't do it. And anyways, you know, you make less mistakes and you have to go back and fix things. Anyways, that's about the magazine. Send me an email at stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com. And if you have a publicist, they can contact me. That's how I really get a lot of the submissions that come through, and it's wonderful. It really, really is. I mean, I have people that I've known for years, the publicists and the authors, and it's really great. And now I want to remind everybody about starspsychics.com, stars with a Z, psychics.com, my other site. I have three sites. The other one, of course, everybody knows is planetstars.com, but Stars Psychics is the one that I have all my advisors on, and we have specials going on, one question for $5, and we have our first-time clients special, 10 minutes for $10, 15 for $15, and 25 for $25. All really great deals. You know, you should take advantage of it, but it is one time, first time, new client for new clients only. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring in my most awesome guest tonight. I think you're really going to like her. We've already chatted just a tiny bit, and she has a beautiful voice, and I think she's going to be very inspirational tonight. I know she's going to do that for me, and I know she'll do that for you. So please welcome Nancy Yearout. Nancy, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show, and I'll do my best to be inspirational for you.
You will. You will, without a doubt. I have your site pulled up right now on one of my monitors,
Cool. So
we're all good to go with that. Oh, yes, I'm prepared. I am prepared. So, you are a inspirational speaker. You're an author. You're an intuitive life coach. That's an awful lot to handle. How do you do it all?
Well, yeah, it is a lot to do.
No, I really shouldn't say that. That's not fair. What I really want to do is start at the very beginning for you,
okay,
as to, because, you know, people out there, I mean, they've seen the ad on Facebook and Twitter, but they really don't know who Nancy is. So maybe let's start at the very beginning, how you got into this whole field, and all of the good stuff, anything that you would like to share, because as we know, the show is all about you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I got into it almost out of necessity. I was a single mom with two little girls when I first started to get into spirituality. I went and saw a couple psychics. I was intuitive myself. And when I got into real estate and I needed to make money so I could take care of my kids. And so I started to say affirmations. And I would say affirmations in the car going to work. And I'd say, houses sell like crazy, or money flows immediately and constantly to me, and I accept the abundance. And I would draw, I had a friend, and she would say, draw the business to yourself. And what she meant was, she would say, you know, put the energy out and know that you're going to receive it. It's manifesting. So I learned to manifest business. And that was the first thing I really had work. And it was huge because I was selling houses like crazy. And then I experimented, you know, I would visualize a parking spot and I would do different things. And then it got to be where I had to make a phone call, and then I realized I should say maybe a little prayer before that phone call, that everything went well. And so everything that I have learned over time, living in Michigan, New Mexico, and Texas, working with a lot of different spiritual people, and I've just accumulated a lot of practical everyday information, and have realized that if you pay attention to this stuff and use your intuition and use your abilities, that these things can help you in life, if that makes sense.
Well, it does, except I'll have questions for you on this, especially because of the way my day went. But, you wrote a book. I know you have a book called Wake Up, the Universe is Speaking to You, Learn to Use Universal Energy to Change Your Life. Right. Now, when did this book, the thoughts of a book come to you? I mean, you know, you got into the field, as we say. You started doing all these things. You started real estate.
Well,
you started all. But how did the book come about?
Well, I became very successful and raised my kids. And so after my kids were raised and they were older and I had the opportunity, I thought I should give back and tell people that it is possible to manifest what you want in your life. You just have to believe, and that's most of it. You have to believe and know what it feels like to have it. You have to know that it's possible. And I started using affirmations, and I've taught a lot of different people, and then I've taught people how to clear themselves and taught people about energy and how it works. And I've learned so much over time that, and taught people about prayer and God and how powerful all these different things are. So I put together a book of my story of what happened to me, so that people understand that, you know, it's a real deal, and different things that people should know. I talk about gratitude. I talk about love. I have a chapter on, you know, forgiveness. So all these different things, all these different things which make up becoming a little more spiritual and becoming more in tune, I guess you would say, with the universe, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It does. It really, really does. So this book was a great success, I take it, for you.
It really was. It was the start of me getting out there, but it wasn't enough. You know, I really needed to get out and speak. I wanted to speak, so I started my own radio show. It's on every week. It's called High Road to Humanity, and I have guests on just like you do. And each week we talk about a different topic. And, you know, I learn so much from these people and their stories, just like you do. It's the same thing. You're out there telling people, you know, what works and what are some of the keys to happiness and fulfillment, you know. And it's not money and it's not stuff, by the way.
No. Oh, no. It's not. And, you know, I think people like ourselves have started kind of similar. I mean, my path started a little bit differently than yours. It sounds like you got it at a younger age than I did. I did not. But it doesn't really mean that you're not at the same place. It doesn't mean that you don't understand like the other person who maybe has had this all their life. They knew and all of that. Sometimes you're not, it's not nothing to do with intelligence. It just means that you weren't aware, like maybe you were at your age.
Right.
I was at my age. So those people listening, you know, don't gauge it upon what Nancy and I have gone through, because yours could be totally different.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I will say that there are tests along the way.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
It's not what everybody thinks. It's not like, oh, good, I've got this now. No, because you can be hit with something, and it's going to throw you off, and you're going to wonder, how did this happen, or what happened? That's what you're going to ask yourself. And I think maybe it just goes back to believing what's inside, don't you think, Nancy? It's kind of like your belief system that you have that,
exactly. Right. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. You know, but it's not easy. So everybody's thinking, oh, this is great. I can write a book. I can do this. I can do that. No, no, it's not always like that. Some
right.
people's paths are very, very difficult. And they can be
right.
as spiritual as anything. I am probably one of the highest spiritual people that anybody could ever want to meet. And I have been hit badly. Now,
well, and I think we all have. It's how you handle it. I think it's how you handle it and how you deal with it. And the biggest thing is, honestly, is to have faith. You have to have faith that there is a higher power than yourself. You can call it God. You can call it divine. You have to
You're
know
right.
in your heart. You have to know in your heart and soul that the best thing will happen for you. It may not be what you want. Here's the issue that always comes up with people. You know, God has a better plan than what we do. We think we know better, but we don't. And so a lot of times it's really tough to let go and let God do what he wants to do. And it's hard and it's tough. But in the end, it usually ends up to our benefit, you know?
Well, you have to believe that, except when you're going through it, you don't want to hear anything like that. You don't want something or someone else to make a decision for you. You want to have
no,
the chance to make it yourself. And that is also true, everybody that's listening. God is wonderful, yes. But God will also allow you to make your decisions. It's not the ultimate, oh, well, you can't have that because I deem it so. Not necessarily. We've got to remember that you sometimes have to make your own decision on something because it will benefit you more than having somebody else do it for you.
Right. And it's hard, you know, people, I'm that way too. And I think a lot of us, you know, you get wishy-washy and you ask your friends. A lot of times what I've learned over the past year or so is to ask your heart, not ask your head, but to literally put your hand on your heart and ask your heart, because what I've learned is our body doesn't lie, Natalie.
No. Oh, no. Mm-mm.
So
no, I agree to that.
Yeah, so that's, you know, and I forget to do it a lot of times myself. I it's hard, you know, we know all these things, but sometimes when it comes to ourselves, it's hard to remember to do all these things. But if we do ask our heart, we always get the right answer. So.
Well, you want that. You want the right answer. Yes, indeed. And but sometimes it can take all the fire out of you. It can leave you flat. It can. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, it can. Trust me. It can. I'm older than you are. It can. It can do.
Yeah.
But, there's always a way. Somebody will come in your environment. You'll receive a phone call. Say something happens. You'll receive a phone call. And it's like, oh, my gosh, where did this come from? It's almost like if it's something that you have always wanted, even say it was a car. Say you wanted a car, we'll use something like that. And you couldn't get
right.
the car because you couldn't afford it, okay? But then somebody calls, maybe a couple days later, and says, I have a car here that I've been trying to sell. Are you interested? And you had no idea about it.
I agree with that. And I agree.
So divine intervention can come in different ways. It can.
Mm-hmm.
It can. It really can. And that's how I've always believed. And I didn't have any training for it. It's just something that I know.
Right.
But I have some questions here
for okay.
you. When
okay.
did you realize you were meant to do spiritual work? I mean, did you have this revelation? Did you have something appear before you? Sometimes people say, well, a light kind of turned on for me. Something, was there anything in particular?
Yeah. Well, you know, no, I've always had this gut feeling that this is what I was supposed to do, always.
Mm-hmm.
I've always known this is what I was supposed to do. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I kind of fought it. You know, I went for the real estate and the money and all of that and the ego part of you and learned. I had to go through that, apparently, to realize that that wasn't the way. So we all need to go through different things to realize what's important and what's not. And it wasn't the money and it wasn't the fame and all of that kind of thing that was important. When it really what's important are people, and relationships with each other and being connected to each other, not what we have. Or because you can't take all that stuff with you, you know.
Yeah, there's no shopping cart. You don't go shopping. You don't load it up and take it along. No.
Yeah.
There are no bags
that
you pack with money. No, you're right.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, I had to go through that. I had to not have, and go through all those different ups and downs to realize what was important. And I think that was a blessing. At the time, you don't think it's a blessing, but now I realize it was.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that happens when you look back, and
right. You'll
say, well, God, I mean, we can use a relationship when you're 20-some years old, whatever. And it just didn't work out. It just didn't work out. And then years down the road, you look back and you say, and you find out what this person is doing and up to, and you're thinking, boy, was I spared.
Right.
But sometimes
That's
you don't
true.
Know for a really long time, right? And you don't really know for a really long time. And hopefully you do end up knowing so that you can kind of say, it's like an aha moment. Okay, I get it. I get it. But when you're going through it, It's not that simple. We know that. Now, another question is, how do you manage to do all of this? You know, you have a radio show. Are you still doing your real estate?
I don't do my real estate anymore. I really have gotten to the point where I'm not going to renew my license this next year. I've done it off and on all these years, and I do more of the spiritual work. And now I'm doing quite a few readings, and I'm really focusing on the radio, getting the word out, talking about different spiritual things that can help people health-wise. Just really doing this work is important to me, and the real estate is not, to be honest with you.
Well, and it's kind of nice to recognize that it's something that had its run, so to speak, and it's something that, you know, okay, I did this, I was there, I'm done, okay, you know, there's nothing left for you that you want out of it, and so now you're into something that you really want, and because really the field is very big. I mean, it's just, it can take you anywhere. It really, really can. I mean, I know just with my own life, I mean, if I told you my story, you would not believe it. I just kind of fell
into it. I think you're
everything.
Coming on my show, Natalie. I think you're going to tell me your story when you come on my show. Aren't you coming
on
the show?
Yes, we have a tentative date.
I think you're going to tell me your story.
I will tell you a story,
I look forward to it.
Yeah, it's really, you know, when somebody says, well, I kind of fell into it. Did you really fall into this hole or what? Yeah, no, I fell into it.
God.
But anyways, okay, so let's talk more about you. So right now you're doing your readings, you're doing your radio show, which is on a Wednesday, I believe, also, right?
It is, and then it's uploaded to iTunes, and it's a live radio show on TogiNet, and then it's uploaded to iTunes. And then you can go to my website, nancyyearout.com, and coaching. Yeah, you can sign up for coaching or reading, or you can check out my blogs, or you can check out my radio shows there, too. You can pick up my book, all that good stuff. So,
lots of good stuff. You have lots of readings on it. Yeah, you do. You have a psychic reading, life coaching, career coaching, which is kind of awesome because sometimes people are kind of stuck. They really don't know where they want to go.
Right.
I have this door that's open and this door that's open. And sometimes you just need somebody who's not a relative, not a dear friend.
Yes.
Because, you know, you just want an outside, you know, little bit of information from somebody who's not biased, who just, you know, I really like you, so I want the best for you, so I'm gonna tell you this, but maybe what they're gonna tell you is not gonna be really what will be good for you. They just want to make you happy, and sometimes people just don't know how to make you happy, and that happens also.
Yes.
That happens also. So, well, you know, it's just, you know, you've got so many things going for yourself. You've got a blog on your site, I see.
Yeah, and you know, I write for Eden Magazine. It's called The Eden Magazine, and it's out of California. And Miriam Morrison is the publisher of the magazine. And I started writing for them probably about 3 years ago. And so each month I will write an inspirational story. And they've made me a regular writer for them. Yeah. And so you can catch my stuff. If you go online to the Eden Magazine, you can read my articles that I put up. And a lot of them are true stories, things that have happened to people that I may change names, you know, but they're true stories of inspiration. You know, stuff that really happens to people that makes you think.
Exactly. And the name of your radio show is High Road to Humanity. I love that.
High Road to Humanity. Yeah, because it's time we kind of raise the bar.
How long have you been doing the radio? Let's talk a little bit about your radio. How long have you been doing that?
I love it. I started in January, and the reason I did this, Natalie, is because, you know, I wrote the book, but it didn't get out to enough people. I just felt like I really needed to speak. And I had this gut feeling that I just needed to do it. And somebody said something about a podcast, and I started to look into it. And, you know, I had been on so many radio shows and podcasts and different things with my book, people interviewing me. So I just, you know, got in touch with some people that I really liked their shows, and I ended up on TogiNet, and it's a live radio show, so it's really cool. And I've got a good radio voice, and I've always, funny, you want to hear the story, I'll tell you. When I was 18
years old. Tell me
the
story, absolutely, we have time.
I'm
going to
tell you the story. I'm going to tell you the story. When I was 18 years old, I went to my mom and dad and said, I want to go to broadcasting school. And they said no. And I was so upset. And my whole life, honestly, and then I had kids. You know how it is. You get married, you have kids, and you move forward, and I just didn't do it. That's not something I did. And now, all these years later, I started the show, and it's been very successful. And we have probably 250,000 downloads a month plus. And we have lots of followers, and we have wonderful guests. And I am having so much fun. Sadly, I love it. Love it.
Well, you know, I've been doing that. Well, I'll tell you on your radio show, but I've been doing this. I'd have to ask Candy. She's in the chat right now. Probably going, it will be 8 years in February. But.
Do you love it?
I do. You know what I love about it is that I get to talk to people that I don't even know.
Right.
I mean, I don't know you.
I mean,
we're talking. Like,
right.
We've known each other for a long time. I mean,
right.
I trust the publicists that send the authors to me. Sometimes I do. I did an opera singer not too long ago. Her and I are great friends. She wants me to come to New York. Come to New York. But anyway, you meet really great people that way, a variety.
Yes.
And most times, because of my e-zine that I have, I get, it's not always metaphysical stuff. I mean, I can get... I have this friend, he's a wildlife photographer, my most favorite in all the world, and so last October I did a series of one on him, and then this year we did the anniversary, so it's a very kind of not even an audience, a very kind of submissions that I get, all different kinds of stuff, sometimes it's about ghosts, but the radio, we started off, I had a partner, a co-host, and we did topics every week. We would, we had readings. We used to do readings on the air, but that just didn't pan out. It got to be too much because the whole idea was to get them to go back to my site, and they weren't doing that. It was like it was the same people every week. So we changed the format, and we decided to do topics. And it would be like on angels, on spirituality. I wouldn't pick them. My co-host would pick them. And sometimes what was really funny is I'd say, well, gee, I don't even know if I can talk on that. And she would laugh at me, and she'd say, you can talk on anything. You just don't know it, and you don't hear yourself. But the more you do, the more you do. You know that, Nancy, that the more comfy you get.
True.
I mean, you and I can talk to anybody. It doesn't matter who you are.
Right.
I don't care if you're sitting on a podium in some country. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I will be able to talk to you, and so will you. You either have
That's true.
You don't. And so, you know, we did that for up until a year and a half ago. Then she passed away suddenly. So then I didn't do anything for 3 months. because I was devastated.
Man,
she was
sorry.
Like my sister. And people out there know all about her. But anyways, it was very hard on me. And then somebody approached me and said, you know, I really miss hearing your voice, and I think you should do interviews. And I said, oh, I don't want to do that. This is the truth. I don't want to do that. So he interviewed me. He said, I'm going to interview you. How about that? I said, okay. You know, well, it was difficult.
Yeah.
I changed the day. It used to be on Mondays. I changed it to Wednesdays. And it was tough, but it got my feet wet again. And then pretty soon, yeah, but you know what that was? It was probably like for you, that was like the divine stepping in and say, oh, no, you're not going to let go of that easily. We
yes,
want you
exactly.
here. You need to be here. So, you know, and then pretty soon I started contacting the publishers. I had so many of them because I've been doing the magazine for 20 years. I have tons of them. So I put the word out, and pretty soon, you have this date open, this date. Now I'm booked until January with authors. And I love it. I really, just like you. You love it too, I'm sure.
I do.
Because
I
bet you, the people that you have on your show, most of them you don't even know personally.
No, I've never met any of them. And they're all wonderful people, and they all have a gift. That is the coolest thing that I have learned.
Yeah.
That each
it really,
person,
really is. It's wonderful. Because, see, you and I are in a really great place with what we do, this kind of thing. I mean, I do other stuff, but this kind of thing, because look at the different types of people we get to meet and talk to and learn about and share with everybody because they're all so different. Like you. You're different than I am, of course.
Yes. Yeah, and everybody.
And there's no competition,
so
it's great. You have a radio. I have a radio station. You have mine's not really a station. Well, I guess you could call it a show. It is a show, but you see, there's
it's
no competition there.
Right.
You know.
Right.
There's no competition. That's the beauty of it. That's how we can intertwine.
Now,
I like
do you
that.
Do readings, Natalie? Do you do them like?
I do privates only. I don't. I have my website. You heard Star Psychics. You heard that. I don't do them on there.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that. That site is 8 years old now. It was 8 years in September. And I had at one time, 150 at one time on there, maybe more than that. I'd have to ask my gal Jackie. She knows. She keeps count and all that, but. I'm down to like 43. And what happened was that gradually they started to go someplace else. And a lot of people work different sites. That's okay with me. I don't care. But I never wanted to read on the site because I didn't want to take away from any of them. Because, Natalie's on.
Right.
We got to go to her. I'm not going to go over to Susie. I'm going to go to Natalie because Natalie's on. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And I still feel that way. I did a lot of readings. I came from Michigan. I did a lot of readings up there. Yeah, I did a lot of readings up there.
No, that's where I'm at right now. Where were you at in Michigan?
Oh, I lived I was born and raised in Detroit, Motown. And then I moved to the suburb called Livonia.
Okay. And I went
where
to
are you
Utica
at now?
High School. I'm in
Shelby.
Shelby
I know where
Township.
That is, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where
I'm
at now. I just moved back.
Oh.
I was in New Mexico, Texas, and my kids are all here and, you know, grandkids. And so I moved back, yeah. And I've just moved back, and I've noticed that they have a huge spiritual community here.
Oh, wow. See, I'm trying to think in Detroit. I mean, I was at the time when Motown existed. I mean, that's what it was.
Wow.
And,
wow.
yeah, but listen, you know, I went to beauty school there. I did 9 months in beauty school and I took two buses. I went right into downtown Detroit. Everybody listening, downtown Detroit.
Oh,
I was never bothered. I was never hurt. I didn't fear for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to tell people that because they'll say, oh gosh, how could you live there? How could I not have lived there?
Yeah. Well, no, it's a beautiful place. This is really a cool place to live. It actually is. And
Utica is very nice.
Here.
You know, Detroit got kind of bad.
Right.
I mean, you know, it was, Utica maintained
suburb.
It's maybe because of employment. Maybe employment was
companies.
Better there.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the car stuff stopped, it stopped. It just stopped.
Yeah. That's true. That's
and I'm
true.
Glad to hear that Utica survived, because I don't think I've ever been there, but I know there were areas in Michigan that really continued to thrive, and I was really happy about that. But I lived in Livonia, which was probably maybe
I know where
30
Livonia
minutes
is,
from
yeah.
Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I lived there
a
really long time, and then now I'm in South Carolina.
Okay.
Big change, right?
But well, it is a big change, and yeah, but you know, it's funny. I never thought I would come back here because of the cold, and here I am. And what brought me back is family, because really, when you come down to it, you know, your children and your grandkids, and
yeah, that's why I moved here.
Those memories, yeah, they're the most important memories that you can have and you can create in being with your family, just seeing the kids, you know, on their Christmas plays, or being there to see them go to Cub Scouts or Girl Scouts. Those little things mean a lot. And
right.
You realize that, I think, as you get older, you know, you think, oh, okay. Because when
your
kids are growing up.
I had to make a real strong decision. But it was easy for me. I just didn't want to be there anymore because my son was here, and that was it. That was it. I only had one son. I have one son, and that was it. And I had a little chat with God about it, and people are laughing. I did. You either help me, or I do it on my own. And I said, and I don't think you're going to like what I'm going to do. I had a business I had to sell at the same time, and I couldn't sell it.
Oh.
But listen to this, and I'm going to be repeating some of this, but I think it's important for you to hear it. Like this
no,
firsthand, you know,
yeah.
We came down here for a visit, and my son was down here, of course, and he had his fiance down here, and we started back. But what would happen with my son is that there's this road, it's called 278. It's a big, big highway, okay, big, major road, okay? So
okay.
We would be ready to go back north. And every time, I mean, he would go to every gas station, every corner he could go to see us until he couldn't see us anymore.
Oh.
And I saw that. Oh, no. I saw that, and that was it. And that's when I, you know, I said out loud, okay, you do something or I do it. That's it. This is the last time I'm coming down and the last time I am leaving him. That's all that I knew.
Right.
And I didn't know anything else. Went home. Listen, this is a miracle in itself. Went home. I was back at the place about a week. A man handed me a card. He said, I want to buy your business. I had been trying to sell it, but nobody would buy it.
Are you serious?
And then, this was just before 9/11, and then we sold our house in 90s, because once we sold that, we knew we had to sell the house right away, right?
Right.
We sold the house in 9 days. 9 days. That was it.
That's amazing.
Before 9/11 happened. Because we would probably not have sold it.
So what you're saying is you have to talk to God and say, look, God, this is what I want, and have the conversation. And then once you have the conversation, then things start to move.
Right. And I don't know what I was going to do, but I just, you know, I don't know. I was just besides myself. And then I had some other trials and tribulations later on in my life that was taken care of for me. But I think sometimes, you know, you have to do that. You have to just be firm and you know, I mean, I was just like hysterical in the car. I was bad. Here's my son. I'm watching him driving from place to place, and I'm going home, and I don't want to go home, you know. So
that was
the last time I had to drive down there. The next time we drove down here, he was with me. Helping us move all the stuff. So
that's
wonderful.
What a great story. Yes.
Yeah.
And how
well, if that had not
have
happened, we would have sold it somehow or let go of the business somehow, and I would have moved. That was it. I wasn't going to stay there anymore. That was it. And I think God understood that about me. Oh, boy, we better do some fancy shuffling here, because, you know, all that she's worked for, she's just going to let it go because he's my only son. I'm very close to him. And that's what happened.
Right.
That's a true story.
Wow.
True story.
That's a good story, though, Natalie. That's a great story.
Well, it is a good story, you know. So you're right about being with your family. I have been back to Michigan. 3 years ago I went, but I won't go back again. I have a goddaughter there. She comes to see me here. but I have no desire to go back. That's it. I'm done. I'm done with the ice and snow. I was born and raised there. I had enough.
I love it here. I said that too. But when your kids are here, you just do what you got to do.
Right. Well, my kid is here. So if he went to Los Angeles, I'd have to go there too. That's it. You see what I'm saying? You will follow your family, and he's my family. I don't. There isn't. Yeah. I mean, my goddaughter's up there, but that's it. I don't have anybody else. So you're right with your ties. You know, and you're
probably so very
happy.
Well, I am, and you know, that's the thing. You know, it's nice to have things, and it's nice to make money, but really in the end, if you don't have anybody who you care about and who cares about you to share it with, it really doesn't
matter. Trust
me,
I know that very well. It's true.
Yes. So that's
very
what I've
true.
Learned. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's not about the stuff. And yes, you have to, there's the yin and the yang, the give and the take. One thing I have learned over time is that there is the give and the take. There is the giving and the receiving. There has to be balance. And I think that's something that I've learned over time, that it can't just be one-sided. There has to be a balance. And so, and I think that's an even exchange, if that makes sense.
No, it makes
that way
perfect
sense. Yeah, that's what I've learned. So as long as you give and you receive and it flows, that's how the universe likes things to work.
Sometimes you have to be careful, though, that you give a lot more than you receive or what you think you're receiving. You can't even base it on, well, okay, I've done all of this. Now what's in it for me? I keep doing this every single day. You know, but maybe it's your good health. Maybe that's
right.
what you got. You just
right.
don't know
that's true.
What you're receiving.
Right.
Well, you can
right.
figure it out. You can figure it out. You know, I mean, and you know, if money is not important, some people value money so much that, you know, they're not nice people. Well, that's certainly not me, and it doesn't sound like it's you either. So,
no.
But you see, then again, look at the field we're in. You see, we have learned what's really good and right, and it doesn't cost. I mean, you can't pay somebody, well, you could, to do something, for example, like what you do, and be a success at it, because they probably wouldn't be, because it would be because of the money that they were being paid. And sometimes when you do something
not,
and
right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's something it's not, and you know, people say, well, that's not a balance. Oh, but it really is. It depends upon what your needs are. I like to do for everybody. Granted, I probably do too much. But
you probably do.
That's just how I am. You know, Nancy, we can't change who we are. You can't either.
And you can't change other people. And that's the other thing I've learned, too.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing I've learned. As I've become more spiritual, okay, here's been one of my biggest aha moments. You know, I've had relationships recently, a relationship that didn't work out. And it was because of me evolving more spiritually and becoming different. And that person not, so then you don't match anymore. You don't jive. And that happens a lot of times when you grow and you
mm-hmm.
become closer to God, or you become more spiritual. A lot of times the people in your life that don't kind of drift away.
Yeah, you'll say, well, gee, I thought about that many times. Like, you know, somebody goes out of your life, and then all of a sudden, this happened to me, years down the road, they're back. Okay.
That means
something.
Weird.
It happened with family. It happened with
that's
family
really strange.
For me. I'll talk to you all about it on your radio show. Oh, yes. But anyways, so basically you're doing lots of readings. Now, how do you get the reading? Just by word of mouth, or they come to your site, or what?
Yeah, they hear me on the radio, and they do come to my website, nancyyearout.com. And I also, there's a new app that I just joined, too. It's Purple Ocean. And so I'm going to do some readings for them, too. And,
oh, I know what they are. I shouldn't say what they are. I shouldn't say anything.
I just decided I would do a few for them.
No, I know who they are.
I just do a little bit here and there, and but really, really my focus has been the radio show, honestly, and writing is what I do more than anything.
Well, that sounds like that's probably one of your dearest loves, or one of your most endearing loves, I should say, that writing, and you wrote the book, so... You know, I mean, I've had people on the show say, well, everybody's got a book in them. Well, but you still got to write it and start it and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, it's not as easy as you think. Yeah.
No, I even had this lady who develops you to, you know, she'll say, you have a book in you, Natalie. I said, well, I know I do. It's a fairy tale. I said, but I can't, I just can't begin it right. I mean, I could, but you know what it is with me? Nancy, it's that it has to end. My life has to be like the book because it is. I am in the book. The book is me.
Right.
And right now, I don't feel that. I don't see that, and so therefore, I probably will never get written. I mean, it's been these visions that I get. It's been. I mean, I know the characters. I know my friend, my wildlife photographer. He'll do the pictures for me. I already know. But there's just something there that hasn't pushed me to do it. And because I wouldn't know how to end it.
Then you'll do it. Yeah.
Said to me on the air. She said, we all can do things like this, but sometimes, the time will come. And then she said, maybe it won't. Maybe it'll just stay within you. That's possible.
Yeah. Well, and,
I hope
you
not,
know,
because
when
it's a beautiful story.
Yeah. No, and I'm with you. You know, when I wrote this stuff down, I wrote it down because I wish somebody would have told me these things when I was like in my 20s or even in my, 30s. I didn't really figure this stuff out until I was probably in my 40s to where I started to, slowly, you know what I mean? But I wish somebody would have said or taught me in school more about how spirituality works and how energy works and how manifestation works.
Oh, that was probably, the only time you get spirituality was probably if you went to church, and it was nothing, it's really not like that.
I know.
I was born and raised a Catholic, went to Catholic school, not, the curriculum, but received all my sacraments and all of that, and no, this did not guide me into anything. No, because spirituality is the ultimate, and I never learned that when I did my catechism and listened and all of that. I didn't get that. They tried to teach you in a certain way, not brainwash you, but they tried to, like you had to go to church every Sunday. God is everywhere. Just talk to him. I do it every day. People hear this. I'm not going to tell you on the radio, but they hear it from me every time I talk. Every day I talk to God, sometimes several times a day. Sometimes it's not always good things coming for me. Sometimes it's almost like a dissertation, believe it or not.
Well, I think it's cool that you tell people that. No, it's good. You got to have a conversation with God, and you have to have a dialogue, because if you don't, I mean, who else are you?
And you got to remember, know this, we're not perfect, so we don't have to speak like, everything is just so wonderful. Well, everything is not wonderful, and I'm going to tell you about it.
Right.
But I've also had, show, I'll tell you the things that have happened to me, saving my life, I almost died. I mean, there's a lot. And this is going to give you some information, some background on me, too, which is, really kind of cool for you because you'll have advanced, you'll know what she's about. Oh, I can talk to Natalie. She's going to be easy.
I'll know all about you, Natalie, beforehand, because now I do. That's great.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, And I have all this stuff about you that I know about you. In a sense, though, I'm... I, I know you're not doing real estate, but are you really sure you don't want to do that part-time?
You know what?
You just don't want to do it in Utica. Maybe that's it.
No, right. Well, I was licensed in New Mexico, and so now I've moved to Michigan. And so, I'd have to start all over again.
And I really want to, not really.
I really want to focus my energy on doing more radio. I'm out there looking right now to get on another station and to really get the word out. I really enjoy interviewing people. And I really enjoy being on the radio. And so that's what I'm looking to do right now. I'm actually throwing out the resume and getting it out there. And
see, that's really good.
That you have
a desire to be on another show. See, I don't.
I do.
I mean, that's not my thing. I mean,
I just want to get the word out. You will be the first person
that's ever wanted to interview me, Nancy, the first person ever. I've done little spots with people. You know, they'll call and say, we'll do a 5-minute spot for you and your site. Well, that was nothing. It wasn't about me. You didn't get to know about me at all.
Well,
Nobody has ever wanted that. Oh, my gosh.
I'm so excited that you're going to come on the show and you get to tell your story.
And you see what I'll do is I'll have my gal Candy. She's listening. This is the first she's hearing of it. She didn't even know. I'll tell her and she'll just get it out everywhere.
That's
and you see,
wonderful.
I'll have a show that night also, but it won't matter, not to her. She'll go.
Well,
she'll go
Wednesday is a good day. No, that's fine.
She'll be so excited.
It's a good day. Yeah. It's wonderful. That's what I do, honestly. Very similar to you, I have people come on and tell me their story, because when people tell you their story, then you can relate and you can understand them a little bit better, and it makes
right.
a lot more sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Native Americans, you know, they tell stories, and they're storytellers, and that's how they've told their history over time,
mm-hmm.
is by telling. And we used to do that. You know, a lot of people used to tell stories, you know, back in the day. And I think we've lost a lot of that.
Oh, we certainly have. Totally lost it.
That's
and,
how,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, really, when you think about it, I mean, people used to get together, families, like on a Sunday at the grandparents or something, all of them, how many kids and
right.
their kids and all of that.
Yeah.
I remember doing that, and it was probably
Me
one of the
too.
Best times of my life. Because what it does is it brings you learn about each other, you develop relationships, because some of them are not your immediate family that you're surrounded with. They're like extensions. So
right.
you get to
aunts
know
and uncles
people.
And
yeah, and they learn to love you. They just know, and it was a great time for me. It really, really was. I really enjoyed that on Sundays, and you know, any day really that you can do that. And now everybody is so busy, Nancy, that they you have to make the time, people, right?
Yeah,
you have to make
the
time.
Yeah, well, it used to be. Yeah, just like you said, it used to be when I grew up the same thing. We would have Sunday dinner at my grandparents, and then eventually my parents did it. And all the cousins and all the relatives would come, and we'd play baseball and play croquet and all kinds of stuff. You know, the kids would have fun and all the adults would have fun. And people don't do it anymore. You're exactly right. We've lost connection. They text each other now.
Yeah. You got that right.
You know?
That's what they do. No. And you don't get together to sit down and chat.
Right.
And you don't.
Right.
How'd your week go? Well, let's find out. Yeah. And so that you don't get those uplifting moments from the people that are your relatives. They don't have to be necessarily blood relatives, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to.
Yeah, we're losing our connection.
You have to have that. It's a basic. To me, it's a basic. And
it's
texting.
Texting.
I mean, it's good. You know, I do that every day with my goddaughter. You know, I went up to Michigan because her mother. Well, actually, I helped her mother when she passed away. She waited for me. That's why I went back.
Aww.
Yeah. And nobody was with, my son was holding me and I was holding her. It was a beautiful moment. Was I sad? No. It was the most beautiful.
Because you knew she was in a better place.
Things. Yeah, and it was one of the most beautiful things that could have ever happened to me. And she waited. Everybody knew she was waiting. And so, but this goddaughter of mine, I mean, I'm all she has. She doesn't have a father. She doesn't have anybody. And she'll text or call every single day.
Oh.
And she's going to be 50.
That's really
nice. She doesn't
miss
a beat. Well, it really is because it's really funny because, you know, you talk about these things, and her mom and I talked about it. She said, well, you know, I'll never worry about her. I said, why? She said, well, because she'll always have you. Oh, geez.
Oh.
Thank you. But you know, but you see, that's that bond. And she comes down here once a year for Mother's Day weekend. We celebrate Mother's Day weekend together. I'm with my son. She leaves usually on the Sunday in the morning so I can have the day with my son and his wife and my granddaughter. And but that's what we do. That's what she does.
That's wonderful. That's really
cool. Isn't that amazing?
Well, it's the connection. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, people have lost the connection with each other. And the more technology, the more technology we have, it seems like we're losing that connection. You know, you go to a restaurant and you look, and everyone is looking at their phone. And they're not looking at each other.
Oh, yeah.
They're not. It's weird. It's really, really strange. I don't know. It's kind of a different situation that we've created for ourselves, you know?
It's the digital world, and it's not necessarily the best world. It's, I mean, if it would not have gone so big, if it would have been a little bit more contained, and then it would have allowed everybody to still maintain, well, yeah, let's all go over there on Sunday. You have dinner this Sunday. You have dinner the next Sunday. There's no reason to do that.
Right.
But you have to make a reason. You just have to do it. You have to start doing it.
Yeah. No.
But sometimes you can't because as the kids get older, they're off to school. And maybe they're – so everything – that the whole dynamics of it changes. And we can't really blame cell phones. It's just life and the way the world is right now that we have all of these things that we can do and access. And it really is amazing. I mean, I didn't learn as much as I know now in school. I did not learn in school at all.
But
there's a lot out there, you know, you can have hands-on. And if you know, and they always say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Right.
And you've got to listen to that one, too, because that's true.
No, that's true. That's true. No, and I agree with you on that. I really do. I don't like the iPads and with the little kids and they're not playing and they're not outside and they're on the computers and they're doing the games. And I just think that kids need to be outside. And I think people get stuck the same way doing the.
How do we change
it,
Nancy? I don't know how we change it.
You know. Well, I don't either. I'll tell you what, though, I get stuck on my computer a lot, and but you've got to force yourself to get up and go outside and take a walk.
That's what
and
I
get
do.
Get some fresh air.
I go outside and I sit, and I have I have a lagoon behind my house, and I have squirrels and birds and all kinds of things because it's still really nice here. I mean, we'll stay nice until probably January. We have maybe a month where it's like in the 50s, if you want to call that cold, but.
Wow.
It's just, you can sit outside with a nice little jacket on. You can have your morning coffee, and you're not going to be cold, you know. So that's true. I mean, you do. I never used to do that. And then I started, I don't know how long ago I started doing that when I realized, the magazine got really big. And I found myself, you know, you're sending emails back and no, you have to revise this. I need another image. This one didn't work. I found myself being more tied to the computer. And then, all of a sudden, I don't know, it was a few things that did it. I don't turn it off. I leave it on. And I just, you know, I take something to drink, my regular phone, not the cell phone, and I go sit outside. And that's exactly what I do.
Okay.
And it's
take
the best time.
Yeah.
If everybody's there, it's the best time. And I have a lady who's listening. She goes for walks. And it's something about being out there with the universe. You're out there with the sky and the everything.
Yes.
And
nature.
It doesn't seem it doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah. Well, and I think
you know?
Brings us back, you know. I always tell people to ground themselves because we get so far off and get out of our bodies a little bit, and we need to come back down and remember, even though we're spiritual people, we have to be grounded because we're still here on this earth and we still have to participate. And a lot of times, you know, you do the spiritual work and you kind of get out there and you got to bring yourself back. And I think going outside and taking a walk or sitting like you're talking about makes a big difference.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be floating around. You're not like that. You have to be back on earth, put your feet on the ground, you know, and realize where you are.
That's true.
Now, if I were still living where I lived in Livonia, it would be cold. It's cold there. I know it's cold in Michigan. I mean, compared to where I am, I could never go sit outside.
It was actually 60 today. It was nice today.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And sunny. Yeah, it was.
That's good.
It's a little bit, you know, cooler, but I think it got down to like, you know, the 30s last night. So it's
starting
to. You know how it is. Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
It's cold.
I used to have to drive to work all the time in that garbage. I hated it. And it's funny because I was born and raised there, you know. But when, you know, we would come down here at least twice a year. And, gosh, I just totally loved it. I knew I belonged here. Have you been in the South before, Nancy?
You know what? Well, I've spent some time in Georgia.
And
I've been to North Carolina. Yeah, I've been to North Carolina, but I haven't been to South Carolina.
Okay, well, I'm not far from Savannah. And if you ever get a chance, I'm about 15 minutes from the Talmadge Bridge. That's the bridge that crosses the Savannah River to that side. That is Savannah when you cross it. And
I've been to Savannah Beach. I've been to Savannah Beach when I was, probably 18 years old, a long time ago.
Okay, well, you have to come down, and it's, I always tell people Savannah embraces you, and then one of my most favorite places is Charleston. There's just something about that city, and you know, sometimes and you probably know this, when you feel that way about a city, you were there before, you know, there's just something familiar that you feel at home. I could feel at home, and you know right away.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you go to a city and think, oh, God, get me out of here so fast, I can't stand it, you know, right?
Right.
But then sometimes it's not like that. I felt like that about Los Angeles years ago, before it grew and grew and grew. I cried when I left Los Angeles. Can you imagine that?
I understand what you're talking about. I feel comfortable.
I didn't stay there because my parents were back in Michigan. His parents, my then-husband's parents were in Michigan, so it was tough, right?
Right.
You get kind of trained, and you're not left. Had we have stayed out there, but I didn't have a son, and we could have, but we just didn't. And it was hard for me to leave. It was really hard for me to leave.
And probably the same thing for you.
And I'm wondering now if it wasn't because of our spirituality.
I don't know. I really like California too. I really like Laguna Beach. I feel like I belong out there.
Oh my gosh,
but that's
Laguna
probably
Beach,
how everybody
we stayed
feels.
There on our honeymoon. Huntington Beach, we were there too. Yeah.
Yes, I love it. See, I feel
I have a lot of relatives out there right now. So, you know, but I think it
that's
has something
like.
To do for you and I now. Not everybody feels a bond to something, but I think if you're spiritual enough or high enough, I like to say high enough, you will feel a connection. And you don't really know why. You just know, I could be there. You just know.
That's true.
I knew I could be
That's
here.
That's really.
I wasn't. Yeah. Think about that. That's true.
That is really cool. I'm glad we talked about this, Natalie.
You see? Oh, I told you before we got on the air. Oh, we'll talk about everything and anything. And, you know, it is informal. And that's the beauty of what I do. And I'm sure yours is like that, too. I know it will be with me when I'm on. And I think we have a date. Am I allowed to see the date?
Oh, yeah.
Or are we not?
Go ahead.
Okay, let me tell you. It is going to be November
6th. I have to look
November
at my
6th.
Google calendar. Is it November
6th
going to be on my show? Okay, cool. I look forward to it.
I'm telling you.
You bet. Yes, I'm excited.
I'm telling you, yes, I'm so excited. Because this is my first.
And what's really nice, think about this. We already know each other.
What? I know.
We know each other.
Everybody's got to tune in. Y'all got to tune in and listen to the show.
Oh, yeah. Candy will run with it. But, you know, people will hear me that didn't even know I exist. And the interaction that we will have will be so beautiful that they are going to love it.
I
just know it.
Too. I think so, too. That's great, Natalie.
I mean, how can we
miss?
I'm
excited.
I mean, come on. Right, I'm
too.
Excited.
You
can get with Sarah and you'll give me the details and all that kind of good stuff. But yeah, that's going to be awesome. Oh, I have another question though I want to ask you. Do you a lot of speaking engagements? Do you go out and speak, or is that not your thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I have in the past, and now that I have just moved to Michigan, like I said, I was starting to check out the spiritual community here, and it looks like it's pretty big. So I'm going to go ahead and start putting myself out there and see if I could do some stuff here. And
you know,
just
that, you don't
people.
Know how that pleases me that a city in Michigan is doing so well and is spiritual. I like that.
Yeah,
I love it.
I do too.
Mean, you know,
I do too.
Like here in the South, most people don't even know what I do. It's not
I
the
know.
Bible, though, but it's people are funny sometimes. So you what? I mean, I don't even. I mean, my one neighbor knows. My dear friend knows, my family knows, but that's it. And my son knows, but they don't even know the sites I have. They have no clue.
Well, yeah, and you need that community. And so I was really happy to see that there's a spiritual community
around here. I am very pleased for you and happy
for
you that you're in an area that you can thrive in, see? Mine is basically online. But that's okay for me. I'm happy with it. You know, I don't think, and I maybe you can, I don't think I could talk in front of people like I can talk on the phone.
Yeah, you probably could, Natalie.
Well, I could. I have this one gentleman that's going to appear a third time with me. He said, Natalie, all I'd have to do is call you up there and ask you to talk about something or ask you a question, and then I would leave the stage because you would take over. That's one of the nicest compliments. I said, yeah, but you're a motivational speaker. So he said, well, I am that. And he says, and I recognize when I hear something or someone I know. So, yeah. Oh. But just think about it, Nancy, the gifts that we have that a lot of people don't, that they listen to us and say, gee, I wish I could do what they're doing.
I know.
Well,
exactly. And they can.
Sometimes you just, you have to ask sometimes. And, but you'll hear, we'll hear all about my story on your show. And I'm so happy that we got together tonight. I'm very pleased, you know, and you know I'm going to contact your publicist and tell her.
Because it's
a wonderful thing. I get a lot of people from her. There's about six of them that I get.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I've had musicians, I've had an opera star, I get all kinds, all walks of life, and I have never had a problem, even though I might say, last week I had a trial attorney, and I thought, oh my God, how am I going to do this, right? But listen to this, he was very spiritual, and
what
he said to me, and I'm going to repeat this, he said, you know, Natalie, because we were talking about praying. He said, you know, Natalie, I think you pray in your sleep. I said, why do you say that? He said, because I just do.
Okay.
And I thought that interview was going to be the toughest interview in my whole life because I thought, what am I going to say to this man? Here he
is,
he's a scholar. He's got his doctorate. But I have another man that I talked to that's a doctorate, so I wasn't really worried about that. But just the fact that, you know, not like, I mean, I didn't know how spiritual he was until we started talking.
Right.
And I told him that was the greatest compliment anybody has ever given to me, that I pray while I sleep. And he said, and I'm going to tell you something else. He says, I bet you any money you could talk somebody off of a ledge. I said, well, you know, I'd give it my all. I really would. I would.
That's funny.
He said,
that's really great.
He says, I know you very well. So anyways, but you see how great this is? We have to appreciate what we have, Nancy, and the gifts and the abilities to talk to somebody that we've never met. But we're open to discussion, and we're not even face-to-face. We're on the phone. How beautiful.
Right,
how beautiful.
Exactly.
And I think probably, I mean, we're close to the end, but I want to see Candy says I'm 30 miles from Savannah. I'm really not. I'm only 17 minutes from Savannah. Probably in town, because, you know, she's over there in the chat, and I'm not that close to Hilton Head. Hilton Head is an island, okay? You have to take a bridge to get over to it from me, but I love it. I love where I am. I wouldn't want to move anyplace else, unless my son said, well, Mom, I got a job. I told him, just don't ever move where it's cold. That's the only thing I told him.
Because you're not going.
He won't do that. He loves it. He loves
That's
it more.
Funny.
Because he was born and raised in Detroit, so, you know.
That's crazy.
There you go.
He likes the warm now. Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame him.
I mean, you know, he works, he does flooring, like porcelain floors and that kind of stuff. But so it's hard work.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes the homes are not air conditioned, but you get used to it. You really do. People say, oh, God, how can you stand it in the summer? You get used to it. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Just like you get used
to
the cold.
I'm with you. Exactly.
You know?
It's the same thing. I was the same way when I went to New Mexico. You know, it was hard. No trees. It took a long time to get used to the brown and not having the green. So, but I'll tell you what, it's nice to come back to it.
Yeah, when I went that 3 years ago, it was nice. Notice I just say nice, but the reason I went was not good. I mean, it was not a little mini vacation kind of thing. It was it was tough.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
my friend I had known since sixth grade, and so it was tough.
Right.
It was real tough.
Right. Well, are we about done with
our interview? Yeah, we are. And, you know, we can't keep talking, and we'll have nothing to talk about on your show.
All right. Well, I will let you go. And
I don't think we're
going to
have a problem talking.
No, and I'm going to need – I'll email you and tell you all the stuff I need. And we'll have a good time. I look forward to it.
You know
that.
We will.
Thank
There's
you.
No doubt in my mind.
All right.
It'll be wonderful.
Thank you for having
Nice
Thank
to meet you.
You for having me
I will
on.
See you on November 6th, and I look forward to your emails and everybody.
Okay.
And you're going to like this, how I end my shows. I always end the shows the same way, and that is believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. And with that, I'll say good night. And Nancy, you're wonderful. Good night, Candy. Thank you. And my friend is listening. She always listens every week. My number one. She's one of my champions. I call him a champion. And you got to love these people. And have a good evening, Nancy. I look forward to hearing from
you.
Oh, okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for having me on. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome. It was fun. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.